This is Joel Portman, your host of King's Kids and Courage. Today, I want to expand a little bit on what we put out there yesterday, and that is the decision to actually have a kingdom, to actually be a king, and that's starting with yourself, right? We need to make the decision that I am going to be a king, and I have to start with myself, right? Because the kingdom starts in the center, that's of you, and then your wife or girlfriend, and then your kids, and then expands out from there. Because as a king, it's your pride and purpose to actually provide and protect for your people, right? And if it's just you right now, that's maybe where you have to master, right? And but do it, right? Make the mistakes. So down the road, so you gain the wisdom. So as your kingdom expands, because right now a mistake or a misspending of money or whatever it might be, at this point, it may be fairly cheap in comparison. If you don't gain the wisdom down the road, you lose the kingdom, right? So today I want to wrap up the obstacles in making that decision, right? The obstacles that would keep a man from making that decision that he will be a king. And aside from the stories, aside from my dad did this, I was molested when I was small, I was, you know, I had these other bad things happen to me, whatever it might be, those all may be true, but that's not the reason that you can't become a king, that you haven't made the decision. Now, all those things will be very empowering once you make the decision, right? So the first part is all mental, right? Like, what is the obstacle? You were born to be a king. Had a series of things not happened, you would never call into question that you were a king, right? And I refer to as a basis for this is like I grew up on a farm. I've seen animals, wild animals. Every male animal fights to the death. They will have a king. They will be the alpha male. I don't know why that's not in humans. And I'm not talking physically fight. I'm talking as a level of determination because obviously we have a different roadmap, right? We can't just bump off the guy next to us makes us the king. That's not the way it works. Right? We have a different roadmap, which makes it somewhat more complicated, but it doesn't change the fact that we were born to be a king, right? So we have to identify the obstacles that were put in the way that we may have put meaning to, right? Like maybe, like in my case, my mom didn't want an arrogant son, right? So my perception of this is, and I'm sure she had a different view of this, right? Because I'm sure that she totally loved me and wanted the best for me. But what we find a lot of times is that parents will, on their own fears, right? And we have to be careful with our own kids as we raise our kids, right? Because there's things that happen to us that aren't really super common, right? That our kids won't have that experience, but we protect them based on our fear or one experience that we had. And maybe we overprotect them and maybe we overlimit them. And this might be one of those cases. So again, the mental part of this is we have to, number one, feel that we're worthy, right? That we were chosen to be the king, that we have not only a right, but we have a responsibility to be a king. And that goes to the people in our kingdom, our people. I'll refer to them as our people, right? Our wife, our kids, our families, and on the community, however big your kingdom expands. But nonetheless, we have to establish that we have a kingdom first, right? And when we talk about kingdoms, we're not talking about running into other kingdoms, right? There's this sloshy space, I'll call it, of unclaimed area, right, between kingdoms, because there's only so many kings. Should everyone step up and be a king and create a strong unity of kingdoms? That would be ideal, right? But when we talk about someone making money, it's not taking it from another kingdom. It's taking it from someone who's not a king, right? Because a king, you won't get it, right? He'll be home protecting his people. He'll be home building his own fortune. He'll build alliances with you where you both win. But it's not a situation where it can just be taken from a king. It can't be taken from a king, right? And so we have to get rid of the unworthiness or the guilt that goes with it. Like, well, I have this kingdom and my family is fed well, yet there are these other people that aren't, right? Now, the responsibility that I feel like I have to provide them some encouragement, maybe some education, maybe a glass of water and a bowl of soup to get them on their feet, but not every day. You know, it's kind of like I heard this one time. I wish I knew where I heard it. It was because it's really describes the way I feel, right? If somebody comes to me in the desert and I have water, and he asked me for a bottle of water, I'll give him a bottle of water, right? And 99% of the time in my life when I've done that, I've watched him dump it out on the ground right in front of me, you know, not take what I've given them, not taking the wisdom, not taking the advice, not take, and then they stand there with their hand out asking for another glass of water. And I'd be like, nope, you're not smart enough to hold the bottle upside right. Nope. You weren't thirsty enough, right? And you have to do that in your kingdom, right? To defend your people, right? You can't be doing that until your people are taken care of. And then you can provide education to others. You can help them build a kingdom. You can provide all that. And that's fine. That's what I've done in my life, and I'll continue to get better at. But I'm not going to continue like taking food off my family's table and just dumping it down the drain, right? Where it's not going to compound. I had a kind of a belief at one time where I've felt really blessed in my life, right? I had good physical health. I had, you know, I had a reasonable amount of money, and I had, you know, a lot of blessings. And I felt that, you know, that maybe these weren't all for me, right? That these were like God was trusting me to share, right? Because how could they be? You know, he loves all his people the same. And I came to that. And then when I became exhausted, and then I couldn't do that for all these people anymore, right? And they got angry with me, and they started fighting me, and they started being really mean and stealing from me and all kinds of things. And I was beside myself. I'm like, how can this even happen, right? I treated these people so well. How can this even be? And I realized that I stood between them and their lesson, right? Like, if I don't go to work, there's going to come a day where I will lose my house. My children won't have a place to go, and my kingdom will eventually crumble, right? So when other people have that, right, I interrupt that lesson. When they don't go to work, I give them a meal. I take care of their kids. I do all of these things. And that doesn't do anything for them. They don't have a kingdom. Their kingdom can't crumble, right? But what happens is I step in the path of their lesson, right? When I stand, like, they don't go to work, I block the lesson. I accept the lesson for them. I take the hit. I take the pain. And they don't ever learn the lesson, right? So that's an important part of moving forward, you know, and getting past the guilt and the unworthiness, is that we have to understand that there are lessons meant for other people. And as long as we continue to step in the path and take and steal their lesson from them, we are guilty, and we at some point will be punished. I know that seems a little heavy, but in my life, that's proven to be very true. All right? So beyond the worthiness, once we feel like we're worthy, and once we feel like we're entitled, and then once we get past the guilt, right? Of like, oh, you know what? I've done these bad things, or I've done this thing that really affected someone for life, you know, especially in relationships. Maybe I didn't treat a girl that well. Maybe I didn't treat, you know, some situation wrong, you know? Maybe for whatever happened in the past, like, that was part of our lesson. And the pain that, and the guilt that we feel for imposing pain on other people keeps us like in a place of unworthiness, rather than say, okay, you know what? I'm human. I accept that. I've apologized. I'm sorry for that. I made it as best as I could. And now I move on, even if I can't repay, right? Because people will do that to us. And it's not, very seldom can you repay the person that paid it forward to you, right? You just need to have some patience on the back end of that and learn the lesson, and that's what they were there for. But you have to get by that, and you have to forgive yourself and say, you know what, I'm human, I screw things up, that's what humans do, I'm just being a human. And not to carry it forward, I can do whatever I want, that's not what kings do either. But in order to become a king, we have to let go of the guilt. We have to say, you know what, I'm human, lesson learned, that will not happen again, and I'm going to teach my people this lesson. And the other part of the guilt and the shame part of it is we're not going to listen to other people or other things that are going to, that want to deny me, right? They, that want either power, or they want me to be a slave to them, or they want to have control over me so they feel safe, right? There's a lot of people that don't necessarily want to control you because they feel powerful. They just feel safe when no one else has more power, right? And we talked about that earlier. Like power is a bad thing. I've had people in my life where they've seen me as a powerful person and they try to take down my power because they didn't feel safe. But on the other side of that, that same power made my kids feel safe, right? And the idea of feeling guilty for having a lot of power needs to go, right? You have to have a lot of power, and you have to be comfortable with having a lot of power if you're going to build the kingdom and defend your people. You're going to have the power to do it. So the idea of being powerful, or the guilt that someone will put on you, or the shame that someone will put on you for being selfish or greedy or all these other things, you have to resist that, right? You have to have your little shame umbrella, so when people launch that stuff at you, it doesn't affect you, right? And at that point, really all that's left is the perceived pain, right? We have we're here, and we can see the kingdom on the other side of this pit, right? We're on the edge, and if only there was a bridge, if only there was a shortcut, if only there was a way from here to there, we'd have done it by now, right? Just somebody build a little bridge, win the lottery, maybe, you know, maybe have a rich uncle die, or maybe you know, marry into a powerful family, and I'll just kind of be king by default. Well, the fact is, that's impossible, right? You can pretend you're the king, and you can have a certain amount of power, but you'll never have the experiences that make you qualified to be a king. The place you have to go is the pit, right? As we call it, it's you have to go into your darkness. You have to go into the things that you're afraid of. You have to go into, you know, the guilt and the shame and all the other things that most men aren't willing to do. That's why most men will never become a king. Right? In fact, they will throw rocks at you. They will say, look, you're unworthy to be a king because of all these bad things. But again, the most powerful person in the room is a person that has nothing to hide. And if you want to be the most powerful person in the world, you're going to have to face your fears. You're going to have to face the demons. You're going to have to go through the dark to get there. There's no going around. You're going to have to say, okay, you know what? Like, I've done these things, and I have this battle, internal battle, with the shame of that people have put on me for wanting a better life, for wanting nice things, for wanting my kids to have a better school. And I'll have to endure like some criticism of people I absolutely love, and a lot of people that love me, that I probably the most treasured thing in my life is the love of some of these people. I'll have to risk that, right? They may not love me at a point where I say, you know what? I need to be this, whether you approve or not, right? I'm called to do this. I need to follow it. You can accept it. You cannot. And many won't, right? But what you'll find is once you go through this, once you get through your own pit, your own experiences, your own beliefs, your own hurt, your own pain, you come out the other side, and you will be the most powerful man. And you'll be able to lead other men. You'll be able to lead your family through all of these dark places. And hopefully they don't have the experiences, right? They can build on your shoulders for having done that. And maybe you had a dad. Maybe you had a dad that did a lot of that. I know my parents went through a lot of dark things that I did. I will never have to, right? And I can't comprehend. I'm super curious. My dad's no longer with us, so that makes it a little more difficult. And I didn't have the desire for that wisdom. But he was wise enough to share a lot of that while he was alive and all the while I was growing up. So I super appreciate that. But we'll get into this next time about where we need to go. Where is the dark? What are we afraid of? What are we afraid we're going to find there? And we'll get into that next time. But in the meantime, I just ask you to consider, what are you afraid of? If you decide right today that I'm going to be the king, I'm going to do what it takes to build a kingdom and everything in it, that I can provide absolute safety, absolute environment where my queen and my kids can be totally free, and have no worries, no fear, and actually thrive in who they are, what would stop any man? Specifically, what is stopping you from going through whatever darkness, through your own pain, through your own beliefs, the guilt, the shame, the beliefs that are imposed upon you, maybe by religion or parents or other sources of people that love you and you're afraid to lose that love? Where is it that you have been afraid to go on your journey to accepting your role as king?